Toyota gave Plano schools $1 million today and threw a block party for the public as it officially said hello to the city where it's moving its North American headquarters. So, why Plano? The predictable speeches from Governor Rick Perry and Toyota executives praise Texas as business-friendly and Plano as a safe, affordable, and well-educated city. Jim Lentz, Toyota North America's CEO, said in considering the decision, he initially looked about a decade ahead. Then his boss, Akio Toyoda, said to think longer term.
What changes do you need to make today to make this company better 50 years from now? In the idea of this one Toyota, of bringing all the affiliates together, to me, was the biggest change we needed to make.
Lentz wanted to bring sales, marketing, finance, engineering, and other corporate employees based in at least three other states together in one place that was also closer to its factories. He and his team looked at about 100 different towns.
There is no question that Texas is the best state to be in. And I think this area in Plano, northern Texas, is by far the premier place in the country to be.
Plano Mayor Harry LaRosselier says money probably helped.
Like a cake, there's a lot of ingredients as part of it, but the Texas Enterprise Fund provided $40 million in incentives. City of Plano was $6.7 million. And I believe North Carolina offered $107 million. They chose here because it was really about their people and the quality of life.
Lentz said schools also helped make a difference.
The backbone of any community is your education system. So the fact that you have great public schools in this entire area, there's no reason someone would have to live outside of 15 minutes from their homes. And I can tell you today in California, that's not quite possible because of the cost of housing.
Speaking of housing, Lentz has already moved here along with a handful of Toyota executives. By this time next year, he expects 650 families will have moved to North Texas. And in all, Toyota's headquarters will employ about 4,000 people. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.